You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Plantation, Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.
Indeed.
Welcome to the BFM studio one more time. Ben from Bedford Soda and Liquor.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Well, John, you do sound like you're blocking up a little bit, mate. I'm kind of worried about you now. Ben, have you brought some citrus or anything? We're trying to get as much citrus-related stuff into John.
Lemon grass, lemon juice, and pineapple juice.
Oh, shit.
You're going to love this one, actually. This is a real good cocktail.
I love a little bottle with a massive cork in it as well. That's cute.
Although I can only find.
What's the essential ingredient which will make this a really nice cocktail?
Ironically, plantation pineapple, funnily enough.
Good.
So this is...
You're in the right place.
This is a separate serve, so we mix a bunch of ingredients, serve them to you on the side, hence these little bottles we have here.
And
we give you the rum.
Build it yourself.
Give you the rum. Yeah, so the idea is to taste it first and kind of add it as much as you like. This, you could say this almost acts as a sweetener. And that's where you'll kind of, and so you can blend it as much as you like, as little as you like.
Find your percentage.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you open to topping people up if they need a little bit more than what you sort of would do? Is it just
I would do if it was me personally is, like, if you have one of these and you don't want it too sweet, so you only use half the bottle of sort of cocktail,
right,
quotation marks, just order a shot of plantation.
Nice.
Pour the rest in.
Upgrade. And square ice as well, John.
Oh, yeah, big block ice today.
Okay, big on square ice.
Oh, they did melt while we were looking for a park, but it's still big square ice.
Pretty square.
So, yeah, we'll get started if you want. So,
is that like a rubber, interesting kind of silicon
contraption? Yeah, it just makes it a little bit easier to get the blocks out, Ash.
Where does a regular human acquire that?
Stevens cell?
Yeah. Stevens cells.
It's like you can do like silicon ice molds, eh? They do whiskey rock ones. The idea is that the bigger the ice, obviously, the slower it melts. So if you want to enjoy a whiskey, keep it cold without getting watery. There you go.
Thank you, Doug.
So step one, we take our big square blocks, put them in a nice glass, and we go 45 mils of plantation pineapple. So shot and a half in this country, I think it is.
Nice sort of cylindrical apparatus you got there.
Oh, this is my jigger, yeah. It's my favorite. This is my favorite one.
You've got it locked. You've got it trapped in there as if you're going to snap a pencil in your fingers. So everyone knows
it's
what's
just the way
on.
I pour is that way. If I want to use the other side, which is a different measurement, you can use both sides.
I see.
Whoa.
I see the technique.
Yeah, the old switcheroo.
Yeah, the old switcheroo. The old Rangoon switcheroo.
Yeah. It makes sense.
By the way, the name of this cocktail is the Pineapple Express.
Get out of it, actually.
There you go. So what we've got in these little bottles, I have pre-mixed it for you guys.
Slow down,
so
John. John's just been snatchy again.
I didn't have to bring a whole... big juicer and juice all the pineapple. I've kind of just done it for you.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice and...
Have a sip of the rum.
Okay, and then I decide how much
of
the lemon mixture. Do I need to sip the lemon mixture on its own as well so I know what's going on?
I would.
I would too.
I'll tell everyone what's in it first if you like. So we've done 45 mils of plantation rum in the glass, which we say to people, try it first, see what you think. And then we have in here 30 mils of fresh pineapple juice. So it's pineapple, you take the skin off, throw it through a juicer, literally fresh. Just under that of lemon, so 25 mil of lemon. Then you do a lemongrass syrup. So the way we do it is we kind of bash the lemongrass up a bit, cook it for a little bit to get the flavor out. Pair it with some caster sugar.
Okay.
Makes like a sweet lemongrass syrup. Shot of that goes in there, so 30 mils of that goes in there. And then some tiki bitters. So if you've ever played around with bitters, they're like a kind of spiced, tropical, really intense flavor, so you only need like a few little drops. And that all goes into this little guy here. And so, yeah, so sip the rum. Sip this guy here.
I mean, do most people go, gee whiz, this rum's fantastic.
Do you know what?
Yes, yeah, it's kind of sweet. It's very drinkable.
It's crazy.
Has anyone ever gone, look, keep your lemonade, mate, I'm out of here?
Yeah. That's the thing. If you wanted to neck it, you could. But, yeah, so the idea of the cocktail is
you've got a lot of
fresh citrus coming through, obviously lemon and pineapple, but you've also got a little kind of savory notes in the lemongrass. It's going to help out with your block nose a little bit.
This makes your own cocktail. It would be great to serve with like one of those steaks you kind of got to cook yourself.
Yeah.
With the stone.
Korean
it's like,
barbecue.
What is this place? It's like, by the way.
They just give you the raw meat.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, exactly. You can't.
It's a deconstructed
nobody's
restaurant.
Nobody's sending their steak back, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is actually a great combo.
I'm going in with some.
I'm sort of running.
Pop it in.
What have you done? Have you done some?
half my senses are gone, but I know it's good. My tongue's telling me it's good.
No, go a bit.
I think I'm in quite a tropical zone at this point. It's kind of how tropical do you want to get?
Exactly, yeah.
More tropical.
And the more boozy you like your cocktails, the less of the sweetener you have to put in.
Ooh, it's good. Yeah, okay. See what's happening now.
Yeah, it's great.
And then you can put a little more.
John's gone all in.
Yeah. John's gone all in. It's pretty,
I'm
pretty
gonna go
delicious.
All in.
So I'm just going to try the stuff by itself as well.
I'm going to go all in.
Oh, it's really sweet.
Yeah, well, hence the sweetener.
Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Start listening.
It's all starting to make sense.
Anything
we'll start listening from now.
At Bedford Soda and Liquor this weekend?
There's a few things on, man. We're still doing Winter Series, so that's once a month for I was talking about that before. I think it's like a slider and a glass of champagne around this time on the bar crawl.
Yeah, what a weird combo. Does that work out?
Yeah, it does actually. It does, weirdly enough. It's like
fancy but also a bit fun.
Yeah, it's like a beef melted cheese kind of slider and you get like the champagne going on. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good on paper. That sounds pretty good.
There's something else tonight as well. We're actually doing one tonight. As soon as I leave here, I'm going to run back for like a rum and reggae night. So it's, I can't remember.
Is it Dubhead? Is that ring?
I think so, yeah. So we've got like reggae tunes on the DJ. Yeah, and we're doing like a special cocktail as well. It's like a chili and pineapple kind of tropical number. Ooh. And some chili prawns on special. Got a Jamaican daisy on special, so.
But if I go to Bedford and I say, hey, can I have the Pineapple Express? I get this little cute little combo.
You get this little guy, yeah. So this is this is another one by Stu, actually, so the same lad who gave us the FBI.
Do I get a rum upgrade? Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a rum upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, for everyone at home, we're all just pouring each other rum now.
This
is Bedford's last session. We're going to share the rum. We're going to share the rum around. Plus, Gav's got more in his boot anyway, so drink up, boys.
That's definitely where you keep the rum.
I don't know about you, but
I love it.
Yeah. Right, well, in the boot.
Thank you very much, guys. Fantastic. At this point, we should also say a big thank you to Neat Spirits. Thank you, Neat Spirits, for a great year of doing Cocktail Corner.
Yeah.
I think this might be the last one, possibly. But
For Neat Spirits, it is, yeah.
Much appreciated.
Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But thank you very much to the team. Kit, if you're listening, thank you to you.
Oh, you're right.
Thank you to Dan, and cheers, Gav.
All right.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Plantation Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.